This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an upcoming event at the City of Tecumseh, and it's an annual event always during this time of the year. So happy to have on the program with me to talk more about the Ice Sculpture Festival that's coming up is Rhonda Nowak, the City of Tecumseh Marketing and
Events coordinator.
There we go.
It's quite the title.
Yeah. But a good one.
Yes, it's a great one.
It's a great one. How many years have we been doing this now?
This will be our 16th year.
No kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
So we've been doing it a long time. It's a great festival. It's a great thing to get out and do in these winter months when what else do you do? But let's go look at some ice if you're not cold enough.
Yeah. this is going to be when?
And this is the 17th and 18th. So it's Friday and Saturday of this month, January 17th, 18th. From 10 to 5 both days downtown. Ice sculptures will arrive early Friday morning. We actually have 58 sculptures this year. When we're all said and done, there'll be 58 sculptures, which is the most ever.
Yeah.
We are just so ecstatic and excited. Lots of different things that people have chosen. We've put themes with the sculptures this year, which is something new and different. So each block is a different theme, so people can figure out what the theme is for that block. We also have incorporated the Market on Evans this year, which we haven't done before.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just one block off of the main drag, but it is a center that we like to highlight, I guess I want to say.
Sure.
We really want people to know that it's there and that it is used for the public. It's a great space, so there'll be sculptures down there. There'll be a warming tent, which people have asked for, which we are adding this year.
Nice.
We also will have some food trucks down there for people. We also have the Michigan Avian Experience back this year again with their beautiful eagle, and they will also be at the Market on Evans.
Nice.
So you can come see the eagle and take pictures with the eagle if you've never done that. You're up close and personal to her. She's a beautiful bird with great personality. So I encourage people to come see that. That's on Saturday only from 1 to 3. They will be there. During the festival on Saturday, their guys will be back, the sculptors will be back, and they will be doing ice carving demonstrations. Those go on all day long on Saturday. Also at 1 o'clock and at 3 o'clock, we need everybody to come out. We need audience participation because that's our dueling carver competition at those two times. So they take suggestions from the audience, then they begin carving and they have 15 minutes to come up with this work of art. And then the audience gets to decide who wins.
Oh, my goodness.
So lots of fun going on.
Yeah. It's just amazing to see what they are able to come up with and to be able to do the carving on those ice blocks and to come up with some just amazing
They really do.
Things.
When you think about it, it starts out as a rectangle, just a straight rectangle that is 10 inches thick, it's 20 inches wide, and 40 inches tall.
Wow.
So they take it and then they turn it into these beautiful things. I mean, we've got anywhere from penguins to lions to flowers, just all kinds of things, animals of all sorts. So there's a wide variety that they do with these sculptures.
So will the sculptures not only be at the farmer's market area, but also throughout the downtown area too?
Yes, they'll be throughout the downtown area. All the blocks downtown will have sculptures on them because you can imagine with 58, it takes up a lot of space. So we put them out in front of the stores because a lot of our stores have sponsored sculptures. So you'll find those out in front of their stores as well as different organizations. And some of our major sponsors, they also will have sculptures here. So there's a whole bunch of them all over town. So you just have to walk all the way around, and we have a map because there's also a scavenger hunt for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Which is geared around the ice sculptures. So if you follow the scavenger hunt map, it'll take you through all of the sculptures. So you can look at them all, find different ones, and then enter for a drawing for over $250 in gift cards to the downtown businesses.
Now, where can they find the maps at?
The maps will be at the main four corners. I set up a little table there that has the entry box and also extra maps that people can pick up. But I also will have them on our Downtown Tecumseh Facebook page and also on our DowntownTecumseh.com website.
Nice, nice.
So they can pick them up at the festival or they can print them at home and bring them with them.
Cool. I mean, that's a great idea. And to be able to do that and see that and be able to go in and take a look at all these sculptures is going to be fascinating. Now, the people who do these sculptures, where are they from?
They are from Napoleon, Ohio. It's Ice Creations out of Napoleon, Ohio. They've done them for us for a very, very long time. I think 10 years now we're reaching with them. They also do our sand sculptures in the summertime, so we're very familiar with this company. They're great to work with, and the guys are incredibly talented.
As I remember from past years, I am just in awe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of them are using, you know, big picks, or they're actually using like a chainsaw type deal too. It's like,
right.
How are they able to do some of these intricate carvings that they've been able to do?
It's just amazing to watch them. And you can watch them all day long on Saturday because they will be out doing demonstrations throughout the day so people can actually get up close and see what they're doing.
It just fascinates me. It's just amazing of the work that they are able to do.
Yep,
and really I know a lot of people come out and look forward to this too.
We do have a great crowd, and I really appreciate the support from the community and outside the community even that come, because we have people come from a distance. People that call and want to know what the dates are ahead of time so they can plan it into their calendar.
Sure.
So it is a fun event, and it really makes getting through the winter fun, something to look forward to, and who'd have thought walking around looking at ice in the middle of winter would be fun, but it really, really is.
It is. It really is. And to be able to go and walk around these ice sculptures and hearing the comments from other people too, and you can engage in conversations with them too about the sculptures, and it's just a lot of fun because, you're talking, you may see a lot of people you may know, but you may see people that you've never met before, and you strike up a conversation because of what you're looking at.
Absolutely. And all of our businesses will be open, so they can come and shop and warm up in the shops while they're looking at sculptures, or stop at one of the restaurants and get something to eat.
There you go.
You can make a whole day of it between looking at sculptures, shopping in the stores, and having lunch or dinner or even breakfast if you want to come early, and seeing everything. So it is a whole day you can spend in town.
Now, you talked about the businesses. I'm sure that you've got some really special sponsors for this event too, Rhonda.
We absolutely do. We have our gold level sponsors, which is Visit Lenawee and Old National Bank. They step up every year and help us with this event. They're great support for us, and we really appreciate them. We also have some silver and bronze sponsors. We've got Midwest Behavioral Health Center, Tilton & Son Shoes, Kiwanis Club of Tecumseh, County National Bank, Premier Bank, the City of Tecumseh, the Downtown Development Authority, and TEAM, of course, our Tecumseh Events and Marketing group that has business owners that come together. So it takes a whole bunch of people, and I just really, really want to say thank you to those people for their support, because without them, these things don't happen.
Exactly.
Because these aren't free. I mean, there's a cost attached to all these events, and these guys make it possible.
Which is really great to be able to do that. And so we want people to make sure when you do come out, to make sure that you come to support the event, but also come out and support the businesses there in Tecumseh as well, because they're help making this event possible.
Absolutely. Even from the little guy all the way up to the big guys.
Yes.
I mean, it's a wide variety of businesses as well as our local businesses that support it, because they are the ones that pay for all of this, and that's great because it's a free event for people to attend.
That's right, and that's the main thing too, and this is something that the whole family can come and enjoy.
Absolutely. Bundle up, come on out. It's supposed to be beautiful weather. They say the perfect weather for the ice sculptures is in the 20s, and that's where we're supposed to be. So just put on some warm clothes and come have some fun with us.
Exactly. All right, the dates and times, once again, for the Ice Sculpture Festival in Tecumseh.
It is January 17th and 18th from 10 to 5 both days, Friday and Saturday.
Okay, now just a reminder again on the things that are going to be happening only on Saturday.
Only on Saturday are the ice carving demonstrations, the dueling carver competition, and the Michigan Avian Experience. We'll have the eagle there. I keep saying owl, but it's eagle that's coming this year. We'll be there on Saturday only.
Okay, very good. Okay. Come on out, enjoy. Something to look forward to when it's almost in the middle of winter, and to be able to have some fun, and just to be able to get out and do something on a weekend too.
Yes.
So excellent. Rhonda Nowak, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy coming to talk to you about all the fun things we're doing in Tecumseh.
And they are. There are a lot of great things that are happening in Tecumseh too. So come on out to the Tecumseh Ice Sculpture Festival, January 17th and 18th. And Rhonda, we'll look forward to other great things coming up in the city of Tecumseh in the future.
Yes, there are many more planned.
All right, sounds good. We'll have you back.
Thanks.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.